Mr. Adam Curry.
Open up the door, Mrs. Curry. Now!
Gotta watch this. So I recorded it because, of course, the first thing I had to watch by request was Beyond the Candelabra. You actually asked me if I had watched that. I was like, why is he asking? There must be some reason for this. There must be something really important about this movie. If, you know what, John? F*** you. That's 2 hours of my life gone for good. That was the most, I mean, it was the most senseless.
It was painful.
Did you watch it?
Well, it took me 3 viewings because I was morbidly curious because it was a piece of crap.
There was no reason for it. Everything was gratuitous.
You know what my theory is?
Mm.
My conspiracy theory is I believe after watching the movie that Michael Douglas, when he was younger, or maybe his dad introduced him to Liberace at some point.
Oh.
And I think Liberace either tried something or did something or somehow offended.
And this is his way,
Michael.
Right. This is his way of getting back at him posthumously.
And this is not a complimentary portrayal in any sense.
No.
He's a bald pervert. Who is just played up as not only a bald pervert, but a backstabber, a creep. This is the worst. I mean, if this is his legacy is embodied in this movie, Michael Douglas got back whatever justice he felt necessary to do. There's something behind the story.
I totally agree. And although the gratuitous ass shots of Matt, what's his name?
Matt Damon.
I mean, all right. Nice butt, Matt. Thank you. Yeah. After the 10th time I've seen you getting out of the hot tub.
He loves his butt.
He loves showing his butt with his little tan line. The thing that really
Adam C. Curry's pet peeve of the day.